Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
I bring a message to this program. That's what you need, is to have God in your life, but you have to be receptive. You have to have a certain humility. And if you don't have the humility, then you have to see that you don't have it. If you're not receptive, the first thing you have to see that you're not receptive. If you don't know what to do, you have to see that you don't know. And don't try to make something up. Just see that you don't know. All right. And then the other thing is, you have to see that it's God that you need. You know, like one guy said, he said, "Lord, I keep messing up, and I'm going to keep messing up until you stop me. Because if anybody's going to help me, it's got to be you."
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Find Solidarity with God. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. And I'm here today to bring you a message of enlightenment. That's right. I want to bring some light into your life. Now, a lot of you have a lot of things. You know a lot of people, and you do a lot of things. You work, you go to church, you read the Bible, you're married or you're in a relationship, you have kids, you have some kind of a degree or you're going to school, you have a hobby, you do sports, you do all these things. Oh, and you know a lot of people, and you interact with a lot of people. You interact with your parents, your partner, your kids, your brothers, your sisters, your coworkers, your friends. But there's an element missing from everything. There's an element missing that makes it all kind of shallow and kind of vacant. And the only way that you know to put spice in your life, so to speak, the only way you know to liven things up and make them seem like they're, you know, alive, the things that you do, is to add emotion. So you add emotion to everything that you do. And when you don't have any emotion, when you're all spent and you're just sitting there with no emotion whatsoever, you feel like, you know, totally flat. So it's like one, so your life is like, instead of three-dimensional, it's like two-dimensional or even one-dimensional. There's an emptiness. Was it Shakespeare who said, and it wasn't it Prince Hamlet who said, "Life is but a walking shadow, a poor player who struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, filled with sound and fury and signifying nothing." Now, that's the way it feels. All right? And so that leads you to become unhappy. So I want you to listen very carefully. I'm painting the picture of the way things are for a lot of people. If it doesn't apply to you, then don't worry about it. But it applies to a lot of people. Everything is kind of flat. The relationships that they have with people are one-dimensional. They're, you know, you say the right things. You say the right things. They say the right things. But it's all on the surface. There's no depth to it. And you try to add depth by adding feelings. You add feelings, all right? And that makes it seem like there's really, so it's like taking words and putting music to them. See, if you have a certain set of words and then you add a guitar and drums, okay, then it makes it sound and put a beat to it, then it seems to make it more lively, but it doesn't really. So yeah, it may make you tap your toe, but it doesn't really. So now you know why so many, you have people who are movie stars, entertaining stars, championship athletes, et cetera, et cetera. And you find out that secretly, they felt empty. They were trying to add something to their life. Now, the problem is when emotions aren't enough, see, and emotions also mask the feeling of emptiness. All right. And when that's not enough, then what do people turn to? They turn to alcohol. They turn to drugs. Now, Christ said, I came that you may have life and life more abundantly. He adds life to everything. All right. So we need to talk about that.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, Christian stress management on the radio for over 34 years.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 510-455-8851.
We want our life to have that extra dimension so that it is alive. Now, do you remember how I began the program? I said, I come to bring enlightenment. All right, so let's say you hear something from the Bible. You hear it, okay, and then somebody talks about it, okay. But if you really see it, you know, people are talking about it, and suddenly you see it. When you see it, now it comes alive. Now it's real. It's meaningful for you. You get it. That's it. It's like a joke. You say, I don't get it. I don't get it. Oh, I get it. See? Or it's like solving a math problem. You don't get it. You can't figure it out. Oh, I see the solution. So it's the seeing it. It's the aha moment. It's the eureka moment. Well, God puts eureka moments in your whole life. You go around and you have little insights, little realizations, little understandings. The little understandings temper what you do and what you say. The little understandings give you understanding for people so you don't react and get angry. See, the little realizations explain things so that you get it, all right? How many of you, when you were kids, your parents said this and that, and you didn't get it, but then when you grow up, then all of a sudden, you say, oh, now I understand what my dad was trying to tell me. You see? All right, well, here comes understanding, but it took a long time. All right, but that's okay. It came. But wouldn't it be nice to have instantaneous understanding in the moment when it's needed? See, not just any time, not because you just want it. Yeah, maybe you want it. You want your life to be real and full and to have understanding and to understand the things that you read, the beautiful things in the Bible. You want them to come to life for you, but first you have to find God. You can't make it happen yourself. I've always said you can't study your way to God. But when you need understanding is when you're, as I've said so many times over the years, how many times over these 30 years have I repeated this little scenario? Your partner or your child or a loved one is standing before you and there is an issue. And it's one of those once-in-a-lifetime moments where what you say or do will make all the difference in the world. And you don't know what to say and you don't know what to do. And so you quietly stand back and inquire. Deep in your heart, you want to do what's right, but you don't know what the right thing to do or to say is. And that is like a silent cry to God. He hears you. The mom, when the little babe cries, she hears its cry. And when your soul cries out to God, he hears it. And sometimes there's nothing that needs to be said, and you stand there and you don't say anything. And other times, maybe a word or even the expression on your face. When your loved one is there and they see that you are really and truly wanting to do the right thing, and they see that you don't reach for some pre-planned answer, for something you heard, for something that you read, when they see that you are that you really and truly want to do the right thing or say the right thing. It is very beautiful. It has a profound effect. What does it say in the Bible? It said, look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Yeah, so you inquire of God and his Son. And sometimes an answer will come, something to say will come to you, but it won't be something that you pre-planned. It'll just drip off your tongue without any thought in advance, without any thought of the consequences. It just comes out and it's the right thing. And other times, like I said, nothing needs to be said. You don't say anything. Sometimes God fixes things. He reaches into your life and arranges things so that the problem is gone, or it works itself out somehow, or the right person appears at the right time to help. There's a mystery to it, and a wonder to it, and a marvel to it. And it's all what happens when you're in God's economy, when you're a part of his kingdom. And how do you join his kingdom? Well, you have to let go of your pride. Become a little more humble. See, what your humility is a perfect match for his giving you, for his gifts. But if you're prideful, well, then you block the sweetness. So soften up a little bit. Get off your high horse. Stop judging people and resenting them. See, you've always looked for, I said, answers out there. But then you do two things. Number one, you judge and hate them. See? And secondly, you find a substitute. Maybe you find love in food. So you eat and eat and eat, but there's no love there. See? And as you're eating and as you're empty, then you can at the same time think about the person who failed you and hate them and judge them for having failed you. You see what I mean? So, like I said, you have to stop all of these mind games. Just let your hair down. Be a simple person. If you don't know, see that you don't know. But search. Search for the Father you've never known. Search for him with all your heart, and you will find him.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles Radio.
Hi, my name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo, which airs weekends on this station. Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland makes a new program every week just for the radio listener. So be sure to take advantage of this special resource. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Just look for Shedding Shackles. Roland says that since his program is only on the radio once or twice a week, you really should check out the podcast so you can listen again. Thanks and blessings.
Welcome back. And now, here's Roland.
All right. So, if you begin to live your whole life that way, that would impart the dimension that's missing right now. Life would no longer seem flat. Your words would have life in them. Your personality would sparkle. See, you would be like a light shining in the world. All right? And as a benefit, you would know peace of mind. You would have wonderful little insights and realizations about things. And your whole life would change for the better because of having God in your life. That's what you need. So that's the message that I always bring to this program. I bring the message to this program. That's what you need, is to have God in your life, to have light in your life. And when you do, see, but you have to be receptive. You have to have a certain humility. And if you don't have the humility, then you have to see that you don't have it. If you're not receptive, the first thing you have to see that you're not receptive. If you don't know what to do, you have to see that you don't know. And don't try to make something up. just see that you don't know. All right. And then the other thing is, you have to see that it's God that you need. You know, like one guy said, he said, "Lord, I keep messing up, and I'm going to keep messing up until you stop me. Because if anybody's going to help me, it's got to be you." So yeah, people out in the world, they can help a little bit. But the problem is, their help is often sticky. See, there's something attached to their help. Or it's hard to receive because you've received their phony help all your life and it's never done you any good. And you see that they get a little secret high out of helping you. See, so that totally turns you off. It makes you resentful. So here's what you need to do. Never mind other people, what their motives are or aren't. See, the problem is too that you've resented people. And when they did that, but then because of that reaction, see, now you go out in the world and every time somebody wants to help you, you think, well, they're just doing it so that they can use me in some way. See what I mean? So now you might even reject good help, that you need help and you reject it. Or you resent them and think they have some bad motive when they don't have a bad motive. So you've gotten everything all tangled up. You don't know. Right now, you're better off if you just don't form any judgments about people. Instead, just focus on not resenting people and focus on not looking to them for answers. See, that's the mistake. Look to God for answers. Then He may send you to the right person. He may direct you in the right way where people there do help you and so on. He may even send you to people that help you that have the wrong motive, but they help you. See? If you need a dollar, I mean, you honestly and truly need a dollar, and somebody gives you a dollar and they look down their nose at you and think they're better than you are and feel like they're really a great person for giving you a dollar, okay, take the dollar. Take it. Use it. Never mind what their motive is. You see what I mean? But if you reject the dollar and then starve because, you know, in your mind you think, well, I don't want to give them the satisfaction of knowing that they helped me. You see what I mean? So you play all these little mind games. See, and your little mind games affect them for the worse too. So you're not spreading love. You're not spreading understanding. So just focus on not resenting other people. Not looking to them for answers, all right? And just go about your business. Do your work. If you're a student, then just go to school. If you're a kid, you know, don't do bad stuff. And if you can take the garbage out for your parents, take it out. Never mind whether they yell at you and tell you to do it or not. Just do it because it's the right thing to do. Not because they yelled at you, just because you see that it's the right thing to do. See what I mean? And just be a regular person for a while and quietly inquire of God and let Him, so He knows that you know that you don't know. And then wait. Wait for God. Wait forever if you have to. You won't have to, but if you had to, you would wait forever.
Speaking spontaneously is right. The Shedding Shackles Minute. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. You stop running it through your intellect and speak spontaneously. The other person sees that and they respect that. They love that good in you, which is not you, it's from God. Because you want what is right more than who is right. When they love that in you, it's the same as loving God. When your child grows up, the good they saw they respect and loved. And when they grow up, at some point they transfer that love to God. You awaken people to the light, and you awaken them to what's right. The same light that is in you is in them. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
All right, so having said that, I want to now bring your attention to something else that you need to, I'm running out of time here. Something else, and that's resentment. You see that there's something missing in your life. Maybe you have a decent husband or a decent wife. You have kids, and yet you feel like your life is flat and everything like that, you know what you have to take a look at? Resentment and judgment. See, that's what it is that's keeping things from being beautiful like they could be. Your resentment, how can I say this? Oh, it's so hard to say. How can I say this? The moment you resent, I'll just say it in the basic, simple terms. The moment you resent, you cut yourself off from what love is. Love comes from God. See, and you feel the love, you feel the warmth, you feel the enlightenment, and then it's in you, then it can come through you, and it changes the way you do things, the way you say things, the way you move, the way your facial expressions are. It puts love in everything you do, and you are totally transformed. Become a beautiful person, like you were when you, see, what, when you were a little tiny child. See, some of you are really down on yourselves. You think, well, I'm no good, and I totally messed up and everything. Okay, everybody's messed up. But when you were a little tiny child, you were a beautiful being. You were a beautiful being. And if you want to become that beautiful being again like you once were, all you need to do is make friends with your Heavenly Father. He's your real parent. He's your real parent. All right. Maybe your dad was okay. Maybe he wasn't so good. Never mind that. Maybe your mom yelled at you, or who knows. But never mind. See, they didn't find it. They didn't find the secret, the answer. Somebody did something to them, and they never recovered from it. So their life was empty. They were doing the best they could. They were going through the motions. They did the best they could, and it wasn't good enough. And you resented them for it. So now just don't resent them anymore. Now that you're an adult, now that you're messing up, you don't want to mess up, do you? You don't want to hurt your kids, do you? You don't. But you still have to find the Heavenly Father. You have to find Him, and then you can become this beautiful being again. All right? So watch out for resentment.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio. If you are like most people, you get upset too easily. Once you get upset, it is hard to be patient and calm. You say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing while under the influence of emotion. We know that we are supposed to be patient and forgiving, but it's hard when we are upset or angry. You want to stop being upset, and you want better relationships with your family. You want to make a fresh start, but you don't know how. Here at Shedding Shackles, we teach the how of getting started. In fact, Roland says that if you are sincere, he can show you how to get control of your emotions in just a few minutes. Would you like to find out more? Just visit SheddingShackles.com.
Then the other thing that you got to watch out for is falling into your thoughts. That's the other problem you have, is you keep falling into your thoughts. And you float away with the thought stream, the daydream stream, thinking about what she said and what he did and why didn't they do this and why couldn't they have done that, and see, reliving the past, and then you worry about the future and plan and scheme. You're always lost in this artificial fantasy world, this virtual world that isn't real. And you're not going to find God in your thoughts. You're going to find Him in reality when you're not lost in thoughts. So, what's the answer? Just take a mental step back so that you're not floating with the thought stream. You're observing the thought stream. It's like you're standing on the bank watching the river flow by. There's a big difference between standing on the bank and watching the river flow by and jumping into the river and floating away toward the rapids. You understand? So I have this little Christian Meditation, it is so simple. It just teaches you how to stand on the bank of the river and watch it flow by, and watch the thoughts flow by, all right, and watch people as they do things, and you don't fall into the judgments, he's good, she's bad, he's no good, she's no good, see? And on the other hand, you don't fall, so what about those thoughts? See, those thoughts are a distraction, and often they're a temptation. They take you away from God, see? You're just about ready to do the right thing, and the thought comes along. No, don't do that. Don't waste your time. Nobody cares. Nobody sees it. You're just a blah, blah, blah. See? Where on the other hand, you're going about your business, and life is good, and then the thoughts say you're not doing enough, you're not giving enough, you're not volunteering enough, you're not being nice enough, you're not studying enough. The thoughts are always there tormenting you. Learn to just watch them. Don't fall into them. Don't struggle with them. Don't float away with them. Don't resent them. Don't give them any energy at all. Just watch them pass by. And meanwhile, you are calmly in the moment, in the podium of your mind. You're watching these things. You're like the general in the grandstand watching the troops, you know, parade by. You're watching the parade go by. But you're not down there in the dust, walking along in the parade. You get the idea? All right, so I've said about all I can say. I've tried to cover as much as I could in this short amount of time, and I hope that what I've said will be of some help to you, and I hope you enjoyed it, because I sure enjoyed making it and saying it. And incidentally, it's good for me. But see, when I say these things, they're good for me to hear what I'm going to say. I don't know what I'm going to say from one moment to the next. I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't pre-plan it. And it comes out, oh, and I watch it. Well, that was interesting. See? All right. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.